This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now the start of a Marketplace Morning Report project key to the election. How does this country get serious about long-term opportunities and threats, the ones that don't fit into a single federal budget or a single election cycle? Listen to what the late writer and social critic Kurt Vonnegut once said to me on national TV.
Look, I'll tell you, it's one thing that no cabinet had ever had is a secretary of the future. And there are no plans at all for my grandchildren and great-grandchildren.
It was Vonnegut's last in-depth broadcast interview, and since then, that idea of his has bounced around the internet, never quite developing into a fully-fledged meme. We have a secretary of commerce, of labor, of defense. Why not a secretary of the future to help politicians think harder about how today's actions might play out in 10, 20, 50 years? Sound weird? Well, it's not. Some big corporations already have them.
It really was my job to be the crazy one, to be the grit in the system. With the CEO and many of the top officials, it would be my job to come in and present a future that really wasn't quite rosy because the company needed to be prepared for that.
Brian David Johnson used to be the futurist at Intel, the microchip manufacturer. Now he does this at Arizona State's Center for Science and the Imagination.
Some of it is a mix between looking at social science, the progression of technical research, looking at economic data, sometimes even looking at history, and looking out and saying, okay, based on all these things, where do we want to be 10 years from now? And sometimes more importantly, what's the future we want to avoid?
The shingle says CSO, Chief Sustainability Officer. They worry about CO2 and all sorts of things that could put the company, its customers, or our Earth out of business someday.
It encompasses lots of environmental issues, but also lots of social issues like product quality and safety or workplace practices and robust supply chains, as well as governance factors as well.
George Serafim studies this at the Harvard Business School. He says secretaries of the future deal in three stages. Compliance, making sure their company's not breaking the law, which is always nice. Second stage, efficiency, boosting profits by saving energy and other resources. Then, maybe, if the company is really serious, what he calls the innovation stage.
Integrating sustainability into the core of the business, they are looking to address bigger problems in societies.
Which isn't easy.
Most of the companies are right now stuck in the efficiency stage.
Among the companies that are weaving the future into their very makeup, Serafim suggests, is L'Oréal of Paris.
New L'Extraordinaire Lip Lacquer, a fusion of luxurious oils and intense color pigments.
Yes, we could have a discussion about cosmetics and body image or animal rights advocates wanting more proof L'Oréal is, as advertised, cruelty-free. But it's also a company that insists on metrics to show that all of its products are getting better for society and the Earth.
A chief sustainability officer is basically a change manager.
Alexandra Pault has held the post at L'Oréal for 4 years now.
You have people who are very convinced. It relates very easily to their values and what they understand of the way the society and our environment is evolving. You have people who are less convinced and more hesitant. You have, of course, people who are against it. You have to create a vision, create a sense of urgency. You have to make the way clear.
There's a return on investment, just not this minute.
The short-term ROI on sustainability is not the right question to ask because we are not on a 3 months line. What is very clear is we have to develop supply chains that are sustainable, responsible, creating income for farmers, for communities, because it's the only way that we can sustain on a long term.
So if the next president were to appoint a cabinet member to worry about future generations, what would be job one? America's pension system, the debt, environmental policy, training for better jobs? We'll be asking you and making some suggestions of our own as the campaign year progresses. You can start tweeting your ideas using hashtag SecretaryFuture.